stranger to our culture and visitor, amen. But nevertheless, how many know we serve a mighty good God?
Yes.
Amen. And Evangelist Bloomfield, she was here, we could have a Jamaican choir. Your daughter's here. Maybe we got to get people to come more so we can have our Jamaican choir like we just had last night. Amen. And that's a greeting, yeah. Last night we were at the Singspiration with Pastor Gilmore upon this rock. And at the end of the service, they did a Jamaican family. Amen. Although they shout the rest of the time, but they shout from the Jamaican time on. Amen. We do bless the Lord. We thank God for that. Amen. We just thank God. How many know we serve a faithful God?
Yes.
How many know we serve a faithful God?
Yes.
Amen. God, when you really think about God and His goodness, the scripture says ways are past,
find
them out. Sometimes it's kind of hard to understand how God works, but it's a wonderful thing to know that we have a Savior. One songwriter said it's more precious to us than all of our friendships. Jesus is more precious to us than any relationship that we can have today. So if I can encourage you to do anything, work on your godly relationship with the Lord. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Truly, we do thank the Lord for my wife being there, pressing our way. Amen. And for being so good, we thank God for all of you. Give yourself a hand praise. You could be anywhere. Now, I say amen. You're not loosening up in church. Formality and all this stuff. Y'all gotta sit up and try to be cute. Right? I said, give yourself a hand praise. The Bible says that to redeem. Any redeemed people can give God a wave off. For any redeemed people, the Bible says that the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I was once on a hellbound road, but Jesus rescued me. So we just praise the Lord and we thank God. We thank God for all that He's doing. Amen. And as I said last week, I think too often in church we often talk about what God used to do. Amen. What He used to do. And back in the old days, back in the days when they didn't have pavement and they had to walk to church on the dirt roads. When I was down south, down in the old times, when we didn't have brick churches, all we had were the wooden structures. We talk about what God used to do. But how many know we serve a God that's the same?
Yes.
The scripture says He's the same.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Today and forever. So God has not changed. So the challenge in the society and the culture that we're living in today is if God has not changed, what has changed? Amen. What has changed? And that's what we're going to deal with today. I'm going to give you our message in advance. Amen. Before y'all stand up, I ain't gonna make it stand long. But you know, the other day as I was praying, we used to sing the song, I'm looking for a miracle.
Yes.
Anybody today looking for a miracle?
Yes.
Come on. Is anybody, if you don't need a personal miracle, are you looking for a miracle for someone in your family? Are you looking for a miracle for a coworker? Are you looking for a miracle for someone that's in your community? The song said, I'm looking for a miracle. And as I was praying the other day, that's what came to my mind. I'm looking for a miracle. The song said, expect the impossible. You got to feel the intangible and see the invisible. How many really want a miracle today?
Yes.
Come on, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
How many want a miracle?
Yes.
Her sister Tanya testifies, she said, the doctor said no. But God said, I'm still in a miracle working business. God said, I'm still a healer. God said, I'm still a deliverer. God's still a way maker. Amen. The devil has us thinking that God can't do what he used to do. Amen. And my desire today as we go through the scripture is to show that the fault in us not receiving our miracles is not in God. Amen. But it's in the mindset that we have. The scripture says, he that cometh to God must first
believe.
If you come to God, you have to first
believe.
And believe that he is a rewarder of them that halfway seek him. He's a rewarder of them that seek him when they feel like it. Come on, y'all know the scripture. He's a rewarder of them that when I feel like I call on him, either one of them, then what? Diligently seek him. Diligence means, Lord, I'll seek you when I don't feel like it. Lord, I'll seek you when the world seems like it's against me. Lord, I'll seek you when I seem like I'm carrying the wind and the world on my shoulder. I'm still going to seek the Lord while I am diligently seeking the Lord. And the scripture, how many know when God says something is a guarantee? A man can't change it. The devil can't change it. Nobody can change it. How do we know? When Jesus wrote in the book of Revelation, he said, I got the keys of death, I got the keys of hell, and I got the keys of grave. So nothing can stop God because he is the door. So whatever you need today, how do we know? Jesus is the door. And not only is he the door, he's the only one that got the key. Lord, thank you. your personal miracles. Step proxy for someone else that needs a miracle.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to turn to Genesis, the 18th chapter. We're going to read three verses from that. That'd be in verses 11 through 13. And then we're going to turn to Acts chapter 2 and read verses 22. Mark chapter 16. And we're going to read verse 20. And then we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 2 and read verse 4. Now, in order for you to get a miracle, how many know a man can't give you a miracle?
Amen.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Amen.
In order for you to give a miracle, who has given to you?
God.
Verse 11 of Genesis 18 reads, now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I with surety be a child who shall go? Verse 14 also, he said, is there? Come on, is there? The question we want to ask, we need a miracle.
Yes.
Is there anything
too hard
for God? Then we all say God is omnipotent. Omnipotent means he has what?
All
power.
Yes.
If he has all power, that means he has the ability to give you a miracle.
Yes.
Acts chapter 2, verse 22 read, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, he was approved of God among you by
miracles.
Lord, thank you. Yes. By miracles, wonders, and signs which
God did.
So he used Jesus, but the miracle came through God. Mark 16th chapter, and let's go to verse 20. And this is the apostles. The scripture said they went forth preaching. Amen. As they went forth and preached everywhere, the what? Lord working with them. I'm on Mark. I'm going to miss it. Mark 16:20. I didn't know how to read, so I must have said something wrong.
It's up,
I figured that was my heart. Mark 16:20. Now we said in Genesis 18, the Lord said, is there anything too hard
for the Lord,
right?
Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to go to Mark 16:20. And it says, and they went
forth
and preached everywhere the what?
Lord.
The Lord is still working.
Yes.
The Lord of the Old Testament is still working in the New Testament. The Lord in the Old Testament said, is there anything too hard for God? In the New Testament, he displays that is nothing too hard for God. The Lord working with them and confirming the word of what?
Signs
following.
Amen.
So who's working? The Lord is still working. Hebrews 2 and verse 4 reads, God also bearing them witness, both with
Amen.
You may be is still in the miracle working business. Now, Lord willing, on Wednesday, I want to go deeper into this. But when the Lord asks, is there anything too hard? That is the Greek word kala, which is P-A-L-A in the Hebrew. And that means, is there anything too hard for God? Now, that scripture, in essence, it means God has all power. Kala means God has the ability or the power to perform miracles. Well, what is a miracle? A miracle is beyond the scope or beyond the limitations of man. A miracle can only come from God. So in Genesis 18, it said, the Lord, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Acts 2:22 said, God was confirming what Jesus did through miracles. Mark 16:20 said, the Lord was working with them. Then we read in Hebrews 2:4, God was performing miracles. So that means God has not changed. It was several thousand years between Abraham and the book of Hebrews. But God was still working miracles. So Pala means God has all, can we say all power?
All power.
Come on, can we say all power?
All power.
Whatever you need, I heard somebody say God does it. If you need healing, God does it. If you need a miracle, God has it. If you need a financial blessing, God has it. If you need peace of mind, God has it. If you need something to your family relationship fix, God has it. So when you don't know what to do, can we say, pay up? Come on, can we say, pay up? Pay up means there is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Some people say, my life is messed up because of the people I've met, and I don't know how I can fix it. I say, pay up. Because Taylor means Jesus can fix it. The priest says that he will fix it. He can fix it. God can perform every miracle that you need in your life. Can we say hallelujah? Somebody said, my child is all strung out on drugs. My child is messed up. I go from one counselor to another counselor. And Lord, I don't know where to turn. Can we say Taylor means, the Lord comes to her and said, I said it. Listen, if God said it, can you say God? God said it. If God said it, you don't have to worry about what the devil in hell says. You don't have to care what, worry about what Mr. Expert says, whoever he is or whatever he is. You don't have to worry about that, because who said it?
God said it.
God said, I said you're going to have a child this time next year. Hallelujah. But Sarah was in the tent, and Sarah heard the Lord speak, and Sarah laughed within her. You know why we don't get our miracles? Too much stuff going on the inside of us. Too much going on the inside, and we're doubting God. Too much going on the inside, and we don't believe God. So the scripture said, "Laughed Sarah laughed within herself," and she said, "I'm an old lady now. I don't even have the necessary equipment and things working to have a child. So how can I have a child? Kayla, God said, you don't have to worry about what nature says. How many know nature does not control God? God created nature. The law of forces don't control God. God created the law of forces. So God said, wait a minute, Sarah and Abraham, you forgot. I created this. And because I created, that means I am sovereign. That means I have the power. If I choose to, Sarah, I will give you a child, even though you don't ovulate any longer. Because I am God." He says, Kayla. And Sarah said, well, I did not laugh. The Lord said, you did laugh. But I'm going to tell you, there is an appointed time. How many want God to have an appointed time in your life? Appointed time means can't nobody stop it. Nature can't stop it. The forces of life can't stop it. Nothing can stop it because God said it. Hallelujah. God works beyond our understanding because he's God. So Lord, right now, I'm looking for a miracle. And me looking for a miracle, I can't approach God in doubt. The Bible says if we ask anything of the Lord, ask him in faith and not in doubt. Because the moment you doubt, you become like a wave of the sea. The Bible says you're tossed with the wind and you're driven. And the scripture plainly says, if you want to approach God in doubt, let not that man, not let that woman think they shall receive anything of the Lord. So let's reverse ourselves. Let's start all over again. Lord, I'm going to come to you, but I'm coming in faith. Because I expect the impossible. Lord, I believe, I look, I feel the intangible, and I see the invisible. I said, Pema. Pema means there is nothing too hard for God. So they said, well, that was, all right, so God fixed that situation for Abraham, and he fixed it for Sarah. But if we jump forward into the New Testament, how many know the Lord is still working in the New Testament? So if we go to the book of Luke, the Bible lets us know that God dispatched an angel from heaven by the name of Gabriel. And Gabriel came to another one by the name of Mary. And she said, how you are blessed and you are highly favored among women. So Mary said, well, what does all of this mean? And the Lord, the angel said, you're going to have a child. And Mary thought within herself, she said, well, I'm a virgin. How am I going to have a child? Amen?
Amen.
Pema.
All right.
Is there anything?
Too hard.
I say, is there anything?
Too hard.
She said, well, first of all, I haven't had any kind of relationship with men. I'm a virgin. So how can this be that I'm going to have a child? So Gabriel said, well, you're looking at it wrong, Mary. You're looking at it through the eyes of man. I want you to look through the eyes of God. She said, the Holy Ghost is going to overpower you. The Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. And that holy thing which is born in you shall be called the Son of God. And Gabriel said, now listen and remember this. I am the God of Pema. With men, these things are impossible. But with God, can we say with God? Can we say with God? that anytime you got to pay for a miracle, God can give it to you.
Amen.
I just want to help you with that. I had a saint call me years ago. He said, well, this guy prophesied on me, talked to me. He said he's going to heal me after I pay him. I said, walk out the doors. You don't have to pay God for a healing. He said, if you only believe. Amen. And he tells us in the book of Mark, in the 11th chapter, around the 21st, after the Lord had cursed the fig tree and withered overnight. And the apostles marveled that how was a live tree dead overnight? Jesus said, have faith in God.
Yes.
Your miracle, your deliverance, yes, your healing comes from God. Now, the lexicon describes a miracle. I'm almost finished. The lexicon describes a miracle, amen, as a wonderful thing. A miracle is something that's extraordinary. A miracle is something that's supernatural. A miracle can only come from God. Then, let me jump up to the Greek. I'm going to get a few words. Now, in the Greek, when he talks about a miracle, amen, a miracle, that miracle in Acts 2:22 is the Greek word dunamis. Right? You know, dunamis got a whole lot of meanings, right? But in that way, it means dunamis, from which we get our English word dynamite. Right? So he said, your miracle is like dynamite. Right? It'll be just a little fizz, but when it blows up, when it blow up, you're going to have a great miracle. So he said, dunamis is enabling power that can only come from God.
Yes.
No man can give you a miracle.
Right.
I don't care how much they talk. I don't care how much they say, come to me and I pray for you and be healed. The Bible told everybody, Jesus told everybody healed. He said, according to your
faith.
So all these faith healers can heal you if you don't have faith. So, I mean, how many of y'all like your money?
Amen.
You like your money?
Amen. Amen.
You like your money?
I love money.
Isaiah the 55th chapter, he said, hope, everyone that's thirsty. Everyone that wants something. To come by you bread without money.
Right.
And milk without cost. All you got to do is, the reason that we're not getting our miracles of healing and deliverance, we've become man-concentrated or man-dominant, and we've left God out.
Jesus.
If you need a miracle, so when you go to pray, when you pray tonight, I say, God, I don't know what all the people mean, but it's only four letters, P-A-L-A, I can see it. How many can say paper? Listen, you want a miracle? You know, I heard Bishop Barnes say, your miracle is in your mouth.
Yes.
When you speak it, God will give it to you.
Yes.
How many can say Pema?
Pema.
Pema means there is nothing.
So hard.
Pema. That is
nothing. So hard.
Nothing too hard for God. Say, well, that used to happen. You know, how many know we got some miracles? All my cancer survivors, Sister Kim, Sister Todd, y'all sit up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
These are our cancer survivors.
Yes.
Sister Tanya, I know y'all don't like to mess with AIDS, but right now, when y'all hear the AIDS, forget it at the end. When you hear where they are, forget where they are. How old are you when you got cancer? When you got leukemia?
I believe I was diagnosed at 6.
Is that right? 6. How old are you now?
48 years old.
48 years old. And they gave you how many weeks to live?
2.
Pema.
Thank you, Jesus.
Doctors are limited.
Yes.
But when you say Pema,
yes,
God said, I got all power.
Yes.
Perform your miracle. All right, you can sit down. All right. You'll forget how old she is. this now. 48. Oh, sorry. Sister Landora, how old are you now?
53.
53. And you had, I can't say yours, what kind of cancer you had?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And how old were you?
12.
12. And now you're 53? Oh, y'all got this 40 thing on. That's a joke. Yeah. She was 42. Now, you are how many years later? 41.
Hallelujah.
And I remember at one time they called the family in for Sister Landor. I'm just saying, God still performed miracles. Because we can see him there. Amen. I remember at one point they called the family in for Sister Landora. The doctor said, I've done all I can do. He said, we've given her enough tranquilizers to knock out an elephant. Payback. The doctor said, it's out of my hands. He said, it's in the hand of a
it amazes me how so many times we consider
need. Whether it's financial, whether it's a physical healing, whether it's a miracle, how do you need a miracle? And the altar is open for you to get your miracle. If you need something from God today, don't sit